healthy. And, you know, there's always that fine line of success. So, yeah, if we can stay healthy, you know, we're a pretty good team. But, you know, we lose one guy, and that decreases our chances of winning pretty good. So if we can stay healthy, I like how our team plays together. So, you know, we're going to do everything we can to keep these guys healthy and playing hard so we can keep going.
Yep, it was one of those years last year when it went from the fall season through the spring track and field season. Just some of those guys just not – you got them back out there playing, competing, and then something happened, and just one of those years, wasn't it?
Yeah, unfortunate, and a couple guys were banged up, and they just couldn't get over it. So hopefully, you know, we can stay healthy and just keep on and working through it this year.
Cambridge, team you know very well, Coach Rice and his bunch, and when the schedule came out, there was going to be Arapahoe and Cambridge, and the neighbors right down the road, did you kind of raise your eyebrows going, okay, we'll play in the opener?
Well, you know, we still wanted to play each other, you know, knowing we weren't going to be in the same district anymore. You know, we still wanted to keep that rivalry going. Unfortunately, the state put us, you know, first game against each other, which is unfortunate, but, you know, we're still on each other's schedule. So, you know, that's great to have for the kids and for the towns. And, unfortunately it's not great for preparation. And, it's a really tough game right off the bat. You don't want to have that, but, it's great for, entertainment value. That's for sure.
And you know darn well that Cambridge has some kids back and the team speed. We saw that, of course, last year. We saw it in track and field. Those guys, they've got some burners out there you got to catch up with as well.
Exactly. You know, they're going to be able to make big plays and explosive plays. They're going to have guys all over the field. And they really finished the regular season well last year with moving the ball. And their line, defensive line, offensive line are going to be strengths for them. We're going to have to hold up to it.
You feel like you've got some young guys that can kind of contribute, special teams just here and there? Because, yeah, that's always the case. An eight-man, do we have enough depth? Do we have the depth to give our top guys some breaks? You feel like some guys that come around in preseason camp and feel like they'll help you out in that area?
You know, we're trying to develop that, and we're going to keep trying to develop it through the season as the season goes. So, you know, we'll throw some guys in there every now and then and see how they perform.
Should be a good one. You're going to get a little break and the weather sounds like, with 7 o'clock kickoff. Once it goes 7 o'clock, should be okay. But otherwise, Mother Nature is going to give you a great night.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be, you know, for the first game of the year, it looks like it's going to be pretty cooperative. So, you know, unfortunately, some of those Metro teams kicking off tomorrow, they might deal with some storms on Thursday night, but you know, Friday night here in southwest Nebraska, it's going to be a beautiful night for football.
Coach, always great to talk to you, sir. Best of luck in this one.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage, Rich.
Head Coach Justin Kronhoffman over at Arapahoe. We'll hear from Head Coach Catlin Rice. We'll talk Cambridge football coming up here shortly on 103.9 The Hawk.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District, providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
The leader in high school sports action across southwest Nebraska is 103.9 The Hawk.
Community Hospital pregame moves on here on 103.9 The Hawk, getting ready for Arapahoe and also Cambridge. We just had a chance to hear from Coach Kronhoffman talking about the Warriors. Get a chance to talk to, again, Head Coach Catlin Rice over at Cambridge. I know, Coach, you and I had a chance to talk not too long ago, and little look at the preseason. I'm sure your kids are tired of hitting against each other. Let's bring on somebody else to hit. You'll get that chance here on Friday night.
Yeah. Anytime you got 3 weeks to prepare for a team and you're just going against each other, your kids really just get the itch to hit each other. I think every day this week they just have all been saying, "Coach, I'm ready to play against somebody else," which is great. You know, you want that hunger in them, and we're all ready. I'm sure Rappo's just as ready as we are. It's that time to go against another team to see where you are and evaluate and get better every day.
Coach, any change since the last time we talked? I know you had a couple of guys, one or two maybe, that some injury situations trying to heal up a little bit. Any change as far as who's going to play, who's not tonight?
Yeah, we're still going to be without Micah Gerlach. He'll probably be out for at least three or four more weeks just with his elbow injury, but everybody else is relatively healthy, you know, just the typical bumps and bruises you get in practice, but we're healthy beyond that, and we should be good to go.
People always want to talk about line play. That's where it's going to win or lose, is your line. You feel like this O-line, defensive line up front, the big guys, have come along in preseason. You feel like it's a unit will do some good things for you this year, because you got all those skilled guys and speed back in the backfield, but your line's going to be awfully important this year.
Yeah, that's where the game's won and lost, is just at the line of scrimmage. If you can't establish a line of scrimmage, whether you're a throwing team or a passing team, if you can't establish line of scrimmage, it's going to be hard to win football games. And, I feel like our line play is better than it's been. We had to move some guys around and just move them inside versus where they were tight end, but it's going to be more beneficial for us. Again, we're not real deep there, but, I mean, that's what happens in year D2. You might only have four or five linemen that you feel like you can play or rotate, and that's kind of where we're at right now. That line play is huge, and going against Arapa, you know, they return everybody back up front for them, so that's going to be a challenge in itself.
I know when the schedule came out and you saw Arapaho there in week number one, you had nothing to do with that, but you're surprised that, wow, we're facing our neighbors down the road in the opener. What a deal.
Yeah, it was. It would have been nice to kind of get one under our belt before then, but, you know, also at the same point, just kind of get it out of the way. That way you can focus on the rest of the season and district play. And, and sometimes those rivalry games right away, is you can communicate to your kids during the summer and during the off season. You know, Arapaho's working hard, just to remind them, you know, like, you're preparing for competition here in the end of August, but every day matters. Yeah, I would say that the state didn't do either Arapaho or us any justices by that.
But you ask your kids, doesn't matter who they have on the other side of the football. It's just get out and let's play. You got in your home field. I'm sure going to have a dynamite crowd on a Friday night there at Clinton John Field for this one.
Yeah, we're excited that we open at home with this game, and it's going to be exciting. You know, it's a rivalry game. Things that are drawn up on paper don't always go as they should when they're rivalry games, and we just got to play with emotion. We got to play with pride, and our crowd hopefully can get into it. And you know, if bad things happen, we got to be able to move on to the next play and be mentally tough, and just have a dogfight of a football game.
Should be just that, Coach. Always good to talk to you. Good luck in this one.
Thank you.
Head coach Catlin Rice over at Cambridge High School. Mark's got more of the pregame and starting lineups from Cambridge coming up shortly. 103.9 The Hawk.
MNB. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank. There is a difference. Member FDIC.
MNB. It's football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy 6 or 8 and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
With summer's allergies or pesky bug bites, Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
For over 50 years, First State Bank in Holbrook, Nebraska has redefined the way you bank. Family-owned and community-focused, First State Bank is known for its simplicity and customer-first approach. Enjoy a debit card with no monthly fee, seamless online banking, ACH payments, and email statement access. Their service is tailored to meet your unique needs. Visit First State Bank to experience personalized banking that works for you. First State Bank, a simple way of banking. Visit them in Holbrook today.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Welcome back to our pregame show here on 103.9 The Hawk, online at highplainsradio.net and our 103.9 The Hawk app. Coming to you tonight from Benkelman, Nebraska, as the DCS Tigers take on the Highline Bulls. Good evening, everyone. Mark Searcy here for all the action here tonight. Homecoming week, homecoming night here for the Tigers. Looking to get a big win and improve to 4-0 on the year. And anticipating that big matchup next week against Arapahoe. Both teams win. They will go in undefeated at 4-0 next week. But first things first, we've got to take care of business here against Highline. Again, the Tigers 3-0 on the year under head coach Mike Spargo, having another fantastic season. Assistant coaches are Chance Riker and Matt Jarzynka, if I could talk. Tigers averaging 35 points per game, giving up 8, averaging 136 yards on the ground, 124 through the air for 260 total yards of offense, doing a very balanced, really getting that passing attack going early in the season and trying to incorporate the run a little bit more. They lost a lot of great seniors in size from last year's squad, and so just getting things adjusted to this year's team and still undefeated on the year, 3-0. They took care of Perkins County, a good comeback win here at Benkelman, 20-16, went on the road, got an impressive win up at Bridgeport 40-8, and took care of Sutherland last week 44-0. That is how they're at 3-0 this season. For the Highland Bulls, kind of a different story. They lost a heck of a lot of great players off of last year's impressive squad. 0-3 on the year, played some good teams, however, for Coach Ben Spiegel. They lost to Arcadia, Loup City 26-15, South Loup 34-15, and Ravenna won 54-6 last week in their matchup with them. So the Bulls, again, struggling on offense, averaging just 12 points a game, giving up 38, 121 yards on the ground, 49 through the air for 170 yards of total offense. So we'll see what happens here tonight, DCS and Highline in our game of the week. Big thank you to all of our great sponsors for high school football tonight on the Hawk, Carpenter Wheel and Funeral Home and Monument, Community Hospital McCook, Decatur Health, First State Insurance of Arapahoe, Corporate Seeds, Landmark Implement, Mark's Pharmacy, McCook Clinic, MNB Bank, Pizza Hut and McCook, Runza, Southwest Public Power, and Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy. Appreciate all of our great sponsors of high school football. Of course, over on our sister station, KICX, McCook Bison, homecoming night for them as well, taking on Crete Cardinals. That game is underway. I'll keep you updated throughout the night. Also, for the one time a year, the Huskers playing on Friday night against Illinois. And I was up talking to Mr. Relly in the booth, and they just, Illinois just scored 7-0 Illini over the Huskers. We'll keep you updated on that score throughout the evening as well. Reminder, we've got Coach's Coffee Club tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. from Embers Bakery downtown McCook at 8 o'clock. And we'll get done with that, and we'll head up and do the parade, Heritage Days Parade, at around 10 o'clock Central. You can also watch it on our YouTube channel as well. Again, that's tomorrow morning for the Heritage Days Parade. And then next week, as I mentioned here on the Hawk, I'm really looking forward to this. I saw our schedule. And if they both win tonight, undefeated top five teams in D1 next week at Arapaho, DCS and Arapaho. Should be a fun one next week, again, for our game of the week on the Hawk. In the pregame still going on here. Guys are stretching out over the Highline. DCS, of course, going to make their great entrance. They have a fun entrance with some music and different things. It's pretty cool to see, and I'm looking forward to seeing them come out in the field. Looking forward to seeing the Tigers this year. I haven't had a chance to see them in person. I talked to Coach Spargo just a little bit off and on, and he's excited where this team is going and hoping to continue to improve throughout the regular season. Again, DCS and Highline ready to kick off here in about 5 minutes or so. I did see the coin flip, and it was DCS who won, elected to receive. So the Tigers should get the football to start things off. Highline will be in the road jerseys, white jerseys, maroon numerals, maroon pants, white helmets. DCS in her home, maroon jerseys with the dark gold and maroon numerals for their uniforms here tonight. Beautiful evening for high school football. A little on the warm side. It's been hot all week long, and nothing different here tonight. Finally starting to cool down a little bit, about 85 degrees, but hopefully next couple days are going to cool off. Hopefully a chance of some rain, and we welcome some rain in our area coming up here this weekend, hopefully in southwest Nebraska and northwest Kansas. DCS and Highline ready to kick off here in a few minutes. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and get you the starters and also the opening kickoff. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
Landmark Implement helps you put dirt in its place with increased accuracy and greater speed thanks to the John Deere Smart Grade. This fully integrated 3D grade control system boosts job site productivity and reduces labor costs with fewer passes and less wasted material, meaning more bids won and higher margins. No masts, no cables, just clear views of the job site. Visit your local Landmark Implement today and discover the profit-boosting power of the Smart Grade and experience the Landmark difference.
Serving every family as our own. In your time of need, why turn to a business when you can lean on a family? As a family-owned funeral home, we offer a level of dignity and compassion you won't find elsewhere. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, proudly serving southwest Nebraska and northwest Kansas.
Drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your Community Hospital. Advanced care, always there.
We got it. That's a promise from your friends at Copric Seed in Cambridge. If you're a producer of alfalfa, sorghum, Sudan, grasses, and cane, you can count on Copric Seed for quality seeds for maximum growth. So you know the product you buy will yield high results. Remember, if it's green and grows, they've got it at Copric Seed. Call them at 308-697-4848.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Welcome back to our pregame show here on The Hawk. Let's get you the starters for these two teams. For the Highline Bulls, number 2, Brody Diefenbaugh. Junior, number 3, Judah Niemeyer, a senior. Number 9, Ethan Oberg, a junior. Number 10, Asher Peacock, a number 10. Number 11, Gavin Tilson, a senior. Number 12, Kane Cochran. Number 50, Corey Hort. And also number 93, Ryan Oberg for the Bulls. Let's get the Tigers starting lineup. Number 22, August Shaw, junior. Number 29, Lane Bybee, a junior. Number 43, Lakin Wissick, a senior. And number 50, Brock Bailey, a sophomore. Number 11, Kevin Garcia, a junior. Number 9, Ethan Latta, a junior. And number 5, Dante Horner, a junior for the DCS Tigers in tonight's ballgame. Take a break for the anthem. Come back with kickoff right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
M&B. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Mitch Johnson with M&B Bank. With deep agriculture roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at the McCook location, and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 308-345-4240. M&B Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. M&B.
Football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy 6 or 8 and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to DCS High School for our game of the week here on The Hawk. Ready to kick it off here tonight. Highline, as I mentioned, will kick off. DCS will start with the football. Bulls will go right to left. DCS left to right. And just a beautiful evening. Great crowd on hand here for this one. Most of the fans over here on the west side of the field. I don't see a few Highline folks across the way on the east side. And we are ready to go to kick it off for the Bulls. It is going to be number 50. That's Corey Hort. And back deep to receive for the Tigers is Latta and also Garcia. And there's the high end of rim kick. Latta will come under at about the 5. Over here near sideline, 10, 15, cut to the field, 20, and tripped up there, taken down about the 22-yard line. That's where DCS will take over, first and 10 for the Tigers. So opening possession here for the DCS Tigers. So Coach Spargo sends a play out there with his offense. And Horner will be the quarterback. Latta will be with them in the backfield. As they get their offense ready to go. First and 10 Tigers at their own 22-yard line. Snap back. And it's a give to Latta. Trying to cut up the left side. Fights for it for a couple three tough yards. Wrapped up there for a short gain. It'll be second and 7 for the Tigers. Number 93 Ober with a tackle for Highline. It'll be second and 7 for DCS. In opening possession here in tonight's contest. Horner again in the shotgun, Latta with him. Snap back and going to give it to Latta at the middle. Nice blocking, fighting forward across the 30 and push back right there. Pick up 4 or 5 more yards. And it'll bring up a third down at about 3 for DCS. Big Axe with the Cox with a tackle there for Highline. So third and 3 here for the Tigers at their own 30-yard line. 11:04 to go in the first quarter. No score on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Receiver split out here near side. Horner and Latta in the backfield. Horner gets a snap and going to give it to Latta. Wrapped up and taken down in the backfield. No gain, maybe a loss of 1 on the play. Good pursuit there, and getting into the backfield was Hort. And that'll be a loss of a couple. And it's going to be fourth and long here for DCS. Spot at the 28-yard line of the Tigers. So we'll see what Coach Spargo elects to do here. Probably going to have to punt it away, and he is indeed. Horner will stand at his 16 to punt it away. Back to receive for the Bulls is Cochran. So a three and out there for the Tiger offense. What a nice punt over there, left side. Bounce to 25, 20, and goes down about the 15-yard line. It's a nice punt there by Horner. And Highline will take over at their own 15-yard line with 10:06 to go here in quarter number one. No score between DCS and Highline. So we'll see the Bulls on offense for the first time here tonight. And conversely, we'll see the Tigers' defense as well. DCS starting on a three-man front. Some good guys on the line there. Bailey, Bybee, and also Wissick. Shotgun look here for the Bulls. Snap back and a give. Trying to find some room at the middle. Wrapped up there. Short gain. Just right up the gut there for the Bulls. Carrying it was number seven, Scharf. Actually, that was Hecox with the carry. Give him a couple. So second and eight here for Highline. Opening drive here for the Bulls. Shotgun look there. Cochran sends a man in motion. Snap back, looking downfield. Pressured and throws it late and incomplete. Good pressure from the backside there by the Tigers, Brock Bailey. Got a good look on him as well. And incompletion will bring up a third down and eight for the Highline Bulls. So Tigers defense would love to get a stop here on third and eight. Got a man in motion here near side. Snap back and going to give it up the middle. Bailey wraps him up after a short gain of about two or three. And the Bulls will be forced to punt. Ethan Ball with that carry. And it will be a fourth down and five here for the Highline Bulls. It's both teams' defenses doing their jobs. A three and out for both teams. And the Bulls will be forced to punt it. Setting at the 10 is Hecox. Latta back deep to receive for the Tigers. And nice end-over-end kick. Latta over here near side. Oh, a nice bounce. It might even go in the end zone. Hits the pylon. So is that at the half yard or is that a touchback? Let's see what the officials are going to call. And it is going to indeed be a touchback. But a great punt there. Flip the field. But the Tigers will take over at their own 15-yard line. 8:48 to go in the first quarter. No score between Dundee County Stratton and Highline. Both teams kind of feeling each other out here on offense. See what the Tigers do here on this possession. As Horner brings him out, Latta in the backfield with him. Dante gets a snap, and they give the ladder over the left side. Gets a nice block, cuts to the outside, stiff arm 20, and taking them out the 23-yard line. Nice pickup of about eight there for Latta. Good blocking there by the Tiger offensive front. Niemeyer with the tackle for the Bulls. We'll call it second and two for DCS. See what type of adjustments the Tigers make here on offense on this series. Horner in the shotgun again with Latta. And going to be a fake. Horner going to keep it to himself. Gets the outside. Look out. 25, 30, 35. And tripped up over there about the 38-yard line. Nice job there on the ball fake by Horner. And a good gain. And that'll move the chains for the DCS Tigers. About 12 yards on that carry for Dante Horner. Key on Latta. Horner has the capability to make some big plays himself and did it right there on that quarterback keeper. Spot at the 38-yard line. Beautiful evening for football as it's cooling down. Just a light south breeze. Great crowd on hand here for this homecoming night football game for the DCS Tigers. First and 10 at the 38-yard line. Warner lines him up. Ladd in the backfield with him. Snap back and get a pull up. Keep himself 40 into the Bulls territory. 35 and wrapped up about the 33-yard line. Good 9-yard pickup there again for the Tigers. And it'll be second and very short here for DCS. It's a nice chunk gain there for Horner. They look to the sideline for the play call. Tigers and Coach Spargo very rarely huddle. Spot at the 33-yard line. We're under 7 minutes to go. Quick moving first quarter. No score yet between the Tigers and the Bulls. Receiver split to either side. Horner alone in the backfield. Snap back. Horner looks downfield. Winds up. Throws it down the far sidelines. Got a man there. It's up and it is. Oh, just a little over his head. Couldn't quite grab it there with Shaw. And it's incomplete. Good coverage over there by Tilson as well. And good play to use there on third and short. Couldn't quite connect a long pass, and they'll bring up third and one for the Tigers in Bulls territory at the 33-yard line.
Girl Scout Troop 18222 is.
So we'll see what the Tiger offense does here on this third and short situation. As the Tigers line it up. Third and short. Snap back. It's a direct snap to Latta. Trying to get the outside. Gets a block. 30. 25. Down the far sideline. 25. 20. Pushed out of bounds over there. Great job there by Latta. A good block there on the edge to spring him. And that'll move the Tigers' chains. And that's another DCS first down. Give about 17 yards on the pickup. Good to see Latta out playing football again after injured in the knee. Quarterfinal matchup last year, tore his ACL, missed the basketball season and track, but he's got the brace on. He looks very strong out there, doing a good job running the football here tonight. First and 10 Tigers at the Bulls' 12-yard line, snap back to Horner. Fake it, rolls to his right, looking downfield, winds up, throws a corner, ends it a little bit too high for Shaw. He had him over there, he had to step on his defender, but too high on the pass, incomplete. It'll be second and 10 for the Tigers. Nice play action there. Going, faking at the ladder, going left and rolling to his right here. And had Shaw there, but that was a tough pass to complete. Couldn't quite hold in, incomplete, and it'll be second and 10 for the Tigers. Second possession of the night. As they come up to the line of scrimmage. And looks like the Huskers have pulled ahead of Illinois, 10-7 now. Snap back. Horner hands it off to Latta, trying to get to the edge. 10 spins around and wrapped up there. And going to be taken down. Nice open field tackle by Diefenbaugh. After a gain of a couple or 3 yards there for Latta. And it'll bring up third and about 7 here for the Tigers. In the red zone, 2-down territory. Spot it right at the 10-yard line. 6 minutes remaining here in quarter number one. So third down and 7 for the Tigers. Horner gets a snap. And going to fake it, keep it himself, and dives forward for just a couple. And the Bulls got in there, tackled there by number 10, Hecox. And it will be a fourth down and about 5, maybe 6 here for the Tigers. So we'll see what fourth down play Coach Spargo dials up here. Love to punch it in here on this red zone opportunity. But a big mountain to climb here, fourth and long here for the Tigers. Horner alone in the backfield. Receiver split to either side. Man in motion, that's Latta. Hard count, didn't quite go in the neutral zone. And now they're going to burn a timeout. Timeout on the field, 5:13 to go in the first quarter. No score between the Tigers and the Bulls. We'll be back after this break on 103.9 The Hawk.
With
summer's allergies or pesky bug bites? Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Mark Searcy back here in Benkelman, Nebraska. Beautiful evening for high school football. No score with 5:13 to go in the first quarter between the DCS Tigers and the Highline Bulls. Big play here coming up out of the timeout for Coach Spargo's squad. They have a 4th and 5 at the Bulls' 9-yard line. Tried to get them to jump offside to get that easy first down, but the Bulls didn't quite do it. And so they call the timeout. Let's see what play they have come up with. Receiver split to either side. Here for the Tigers, Garcia and Shaw. Horner alone in the backfield. Man in motion, snap back, fake it, rolling to his left. Looking downfield, Horner. Throws it over there in the corner of the end zone. It's got a man there. It's caught. Touchdown, DCS Tigers. That was August Shaw with the touchdown grab for Dundee County Stratton. Beautiful play, action play, and the Bulls bit, and the Tigers get on the scoreboard first with through the air with that touchdown pass. Call a 9-yard pass there for the touchdown, and the Tigers line up for the 2-point conversion. Six plays, 65 yards for DCS on that drive. Horner lines up in the backfield, snap back, and it's direct snap to Latta. Gets a block there from Horner, and hit from behind, not going to quite make it. The 2-point conversion is no good, but the Tigers strike first and lead 6-0 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Take a break, back with the kickoff on 103.9 The Hawk.
When managing your money feels overwhelming, rest assured First State Bank of Holbrook makes it simple. Enjoy the ease of online banking, ACH payments, and email statement access. Plus, their debit card comes with 0 monthly fees. Experience banking designed to fit your life, not complicate it. More families are choosing First State Bank for a hassle-free experience. Visit their friendly staff in Holbrook and design your banking experience.
Back to DCS High School as the DCS Tigers strike first on a Horner to Shaw, 9-yard touchdown pass. Extra point was no good. And with 5:07 remaining in quarter number one, it's the DCS Tigers 6 and the Highline Bulls nothing. It's an impressive drive there. A good conversion there on fourth down at 4th and 5. Able to connect on the pass from Horner to Shaw. So DCS hits the scoreboard first, and they will be kicking it off here going left to right. Looks like that is Garcia to kick it up. As Garcia tees it up at the 30-yard line. It's a leg into it, bounces on the ground. Picked up at around the 10. Turn to the 15, trying to go far sideline. 20. And wrapped up over there, spun out of bounds about the 25-yard line. That was Cochran with a return there for the Bulls. And it will be 1st and 10 for Highline.
Bulls 1st and 10 at the 25-yard line.
4:59 remaining here in quarter number one. And DCS up 6-0 here over the Bulls. Second possession, they had a 3-and-out the first time they had the football. Scott Johnson and his crew, officiating crew tonight. They do a good job. Now Ben Anderson's out there as well. 1st and 10, Highline. Got a man in motion. Snap back. And give it a little reverse here. The Tigers ran it beautifully. Three guys right there. Bailey, also Garcia. Loss of a couple there on the play for Highline. Peacocks with a lost run there. And it'll be 2nd down, about 12 for the Bulls. Great pursuit, great recognition there by the Tiger defense. Highline comes up to the line of scrimmage. As Cochran goes under center. Snap back, a toss pitch. Trying to find some room over the left side. Bobbled up and pushed back. Nowhere to go there. Good pursuit again by this Tiger defense. Again, Hecox with the carry, but no gain. It'll bring up a third down and 12 here for the Highline Bulls. Struggling offensively here against this Tiger defense. As Cochran goes to the huddle. Taking their time here, trying to use that clock because they know they're the underdog here in tonight's game. So third and long for the Bulls at their own 24-yard line. They get lined up. Cochran under center. It's a snap. Looks downfield in the pocket. Winds up. Got a man there. Tipped. It's caught. Great grab there by the Bulls, dragging defenders to about the 30-yard line. It's stripped away there by DCS. Oh, return and upended at the 38-yard line, but great job by number 22, August Shaw. He was trying to get extra yardage, and he ripped it out and gets this takeaway, and it'll be DCS football after a great pitch and catch there for Highline. But, man, credit to Shaw to ripping that ball out, and the Tigers have it first and 10 at the 38 of Highline. That was just a great, great effort there by Shaw and this Tiger defense. So the Tigers get the football. So they put some more points on the scoreboard. As Warner brings them out, got Twins here to the near side. Ladd on the backfield. Snap back. Fake the handoff. Quick pass over here in the flat. Complete. Shaw trying to find a couple blockers. Breaks a tackle. 30, 25, 20. And wrapped up there. Down about the 18-yard line. Great job there by Shaw. Nice run after the catch. About 21 yards on that pickup. And we'll move those chains again for this DCS offense. Great design there. Just a quick pass over here near side. And a couple guys float over and block downfield. Shaw's good speed as well. And able to move the football down the field for a nice pickup. Spotted at the 18, first and 10 Tigers. As Garcia splits out now to the left side. Horner gets it. No, direct snap to Latta. Trying to go to the left side. Trying to find some room. Wrapped up. And not much room there. Just a couple yards there. Good pursuit there by Diffenbaugh. Give him a gain of one is all. So it'll be second and 9 here for the DCS Tigers. Down near the 2-minute mark here in this first quarter. 6-0. DCS with the lead. Trying to punch another one here in the red zone. As Garcia splits out near side, Horner and Ladd on the backfield. Snap back. And Horner pulls it. And tripped up there after a short gain of 3 or 4 yards. And it'll bring up a third down. And we'll call it about 4 or 5 here for the Tigers. At the 13 of Highline. Tigers quickly up to the line of scrimmage this time. Third and a long 5 here for the Tigers. Man in motion. And faked the snap. I couldn't get him to jump. Now the reset. Last switches to the far side. Snap back. Horner. And going to keep it. Throws it over in the flat. Incomplete. Through the hands of Shaw over there. Looked like he was going to run it, but then he didn't. And it will be fourth down and about 5 for the Tigers. Update on the undefeated battle in D2, Overton and Hitchcock. Overton up over Hitchcock, 26-6 at halftime. First, our thoughts and prayers to Hitchcock County, a loss of Scott Porter, assistant coach, this week. It's a big fourth down here for the Tigers. Receiver split to either side. They converted and got a touchdown pass last time. Let's see what they do here. Fourth down and a long five. Horner gets the snap, looks downfield, quick pass over there. It's complete at the 10 and down to about the 5-yard line. That should be enough for a Tiger first down. That was Breck Horner, the freshman, with a nice grab there. Older brother to younger brother for a Tiger first down. He just kind of stood in the middle of the field there. Nobody able to pick him up. And a good grab there and move the chains again on another fourth down conversion by this Tiger offense. We're down to 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. 6-0, Tigers with the lead, looking to punch another one in, having at the 5-yard line of Highline. As Garcia splits out here near side. Horner gets a snap, and going to give it to Latta, trying to cut the field, and dives. He's in, touchdown, Tigers. Ethan Latta with a nice diving attempt there, and able to get the touchdown for the Tigers. And they now lead 12-0 over Highline with 19.3 seconds to go here in quarter number one. There's these two-point conversions, so important, especially as the season goes on and as you get to the playoffs. I know Coach Sparrow would love to see him convert here on this one. Shaw splits out here near side. Horner and Ladd in the backfield. Snap back, low snap. And able to roll to his left. Horner going to take off and dives in. And the two-point conversion is good. 14-0 DCS over Highline with 13.3 seconds to go in the quarter. Back after this quick break on 103.9 The Hawk.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Mark Searcy back here in Benkelman as the DCS Tigers march down the field, take advantage of a turnover after they rip the football out. They go 38 yards on five plays, and they cap it off with an Ethan Latta 5-yard run. The two-point conversion by Horner was good, and it's 14-0 DCS over Highline. As the Tigers look to kick it off here from their own 30, Garcia has it teed up. High end over in over there, far side, taking up the 5, return to the 10, 15, 20, and knock out of bounds over there. Nice play there by Zoltenko. Peacocks with the return, and will spot it about the 25-yard line. That's where Highline will take over for their third possession of this game with just 13 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Highline's had a three and out and had a nice completion for about 20-some yards, but fighting for some extra yardage, and Shaw ripped it out and got the takeaway on their last possession. Let's see how they respond here. First and 10 to 25. Cochran goes under center and fake the handoff. Looking downfield, a pass over there, right side, incomplete. Intended there for Hecox. Latta with a good coverage. And it'll be second down and 10 here for Highline. Trying to find some type of offense here. They have struggled this season moving the football. See Judd Johnson checking lineup for DCS senior on that defensive front. Still a 3-3 look here for the Tigers. Cochran brings them up, second down and 10. Man in motion, and a little end around, but read beautifully there by Bailey, but still fighting forward. And finally blowing the whistle there. Gain of a couple there. Good hard run there by Fort. And that'll do it for the first quarter. DCS up 14-0 over Highline on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Take a break and be back with the second quarter of action. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
It's the best teams and the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Homecoming night here in Benkelman. A great start to this game for the Tigers, up 14-0 over Highline as we flip sides of the field and get ready for the start of the second quarter. As we come out, the Bulls facing a long play here for third down, third and about seven, almost eight here for the Bulls. Really been stymied here by this Tiger defense tonight. And really taking their time over there on the far sideline. Now they've trot onto the field, and here we go. Third down, and we'll call it eight here for the Bulls. As they come up to the line of scrimmage here, spotted at their own 27-yard line. They split Hort out to the far side. Or is he? He's going to go off the field, excuse me. A little bit of confusion here for the Bulls. Update on the Bison game, leading Crete 14-0 at halftime, and Highline got to burn a timeout there. Just all kinds of confusion there on that play. Big thank you to our great sponsors of high school football tonight on the Hawk: Carpenter Breedland Funeral Home and Monument, Community Hospital McCook, Decatur Health, First Aid Insurance of Arapahoe, Copert Seeds, Landmark Implement, Mark's Pharmacy, McCook Clinic, M&B Bank, Pizza Hut, Runza, Southwest Public Power District, and Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy. 14-0 is our score in this one. DCS leads over Highline as the Bulls, Coach Spiegel, had to burn another timeout after the quarter change. Just had all kinds of problems out there and had to burn the timeout. So we are ready to go here out of the timeout. Third down and about eight here for the DCS Tigers. For the Bulls against the Tigers, excuse me. Now we're ready to go. So see if the Tiger defense can get another stop here. Cochran brings him up to the line. Snap back and looking downfield. Cochran pressure. Throws over the far side. Double coverage tipped and incomplete. Good coverage over there by Garcia. Latta coming in as well. And it'll be incomplete. And it'll be fourth down and eight here for the Bulls. And they'll have to punt it again here this evening. As Latta goes back to receive, dangerous punt return for this Tiger team. And that will be Hort to punt it here for the Bulls. Standing at his own 15-yard line. Snap back, and it off his foot, shanked right down in front of me here at the 40-yard line. Bad punt, and the Tigers should get great field position. Let's see where they spot it. About the 35, 34, yeah, about the 34-yard line of Highline. So second possession in Bulls territory for this DCS offense. 11:46 to go in the half. DCS up 14-0 here over Highline. And Coach Spargo out in the huddle there for his Tigers. As they come up the line here, another great opportunity to punch another one in. Already up by a couple scores. Horner and Latta in the backfield here for DCS. Of course, the shotgun look. And it's confusion, and now Coach Spargo is going to burn a timeout. We'll take a break and be right back. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 the Hawk.
Who can you count on when your family is in need? Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monument proudly serves Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas through traditional funeral service, on-site cremation, pre-needs, and monuments. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments of McCook.
Drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Back to Benkelman, Nebraska. Homecoming night here for the DCS Tigers. 11:46 to go in the half, up 14-0. They have it first and 10 at the Bulls' 34-yard line. As Horner, it's going to be a direct snap actually to Latta, looking for some blocks over the right side. And taken down after a short, or a decent pickup, I should say, about 6 or 7 yards. Niemeyer and Hecox with the tackle. So it'll be second down, and we'll call it about 3.5 for the DCS Tigers. Tigers looking good here on offense. Get some nice gains on the ground. So again, Horner and Latta in the backfield. Looking over that Bulls defense. They got a four-man front. Low snap. And Latta just have to fall on it. A loss of 3 or 4 yards. And they'll bring up a third down and long here for the Tigers. Third and a long 9 here for the Tigers. It's a costly miscue there on offense. Pushes them back to their own 33 of Highline. As they come up to the line of scrimmage, here we go. Third down and long for the Tigers. Latta and Horner again in the backfield. Snap back. Horner looks downfield. Quick pass over there. Tipped. Incomplete. And it's going to be a pass interference call, I think, on Highline. Ran into him just a little bit early over there, I'm thinking. Let's see if sure what the call is. And is indeed pass interference on the Bulls. So first penalty of the night is a costly one for Highline.
It's going to be a pass interference on the Bulls.
And it'll move the chains as they march off the penalty. It'll be enough for a Tiger first down. Spot at the 19-yard line. Deal the penalty yardage. So everything going the Tigers' way so far. See if they can capitalize here on this possession with another touchdown. As we wind the clock, you're in the 10-minute mark here in the second quarter. Horner and Latta again in the backfield. Snap back, and it's a direct snap to Latta, trying to cut the outside, bottled up and hit, and taken down. Nowhere to go there for Latta. Good pursuit there. That was number one leading the charge, Schutz. And no gain for Latta. It'll bring up second down and 10 for the Tigers. As the Tigers again look to the sideline. And bringing up to the line of scrimmage. Again, Latta and Horner in the backfield. Never know who's going to get it. Sometimes they direct snap it to Latta. And this time Horner. And going to pull it. Keep it himself. Trying to get a block at the edge. Cuts up field 15. And dives down to about the 13-yard line. Run there by Horner. Give him about 5 or 6 on that carry. So third down and about 4 or 5 here for the Tigers. Of course, two down territory. Love to just pick it up or get a touchdown even will be sure Coach Spargo's preference. As they bring it up to the line of scrimmage, Garcia spits out far side. Snap back, and Horn's going to pull it, trying to get the edge, gets a block, 10, and pushed out of bounds about the 8-yard line. And in really close to the first down yardage, just a little short, though. Needed about five, got about four. And so another fourth down opportunity here for the DCS Tigers, fourth and one from the nine-yard line of Highline. So far, 2 of 2 on the fourth down conversions here in this ballgame. Love to get another one here on this play. Fourth down and short. Corner brings him up to the line. He's got Ladd in the backfield with him. Snap back and going to give it to Ladd out of sight. Spins around, tripped up, but dives forward for a couple, 3 yards, and that'll be enough for a first down. It'll be first and goal, DCS. Good blocking up front by the big guys. That's Wissink and Bailey and also Bybee doing a nice job in the interior line there for the Tigers, as well as up right corner. First and goal, Tigers. Receiver split to either side, sends a man in motion. Snap back, fake it, rolls to his right. Horner takes off, and he's going to throw it late. Thought he was going to run and just kind of went out of his hand, I think, awkwardly, and falls incomplete. And it'll be second down and goal for the Tigers. And if he's going to try to bring it down at the last second, and kind of got away from him there, but fortunately, no harm, no foul. Incomplete, second down and goal for the Tigers. 8:40 to go in the first half, up 14-0. Looking for more here on this possession. Garcia splits out near side. Horner and Latta in the backfield. Snap back and give it to Latta. Left side jump cut. Spins around, wrapped up. Short gain of a couple. And it'll bring up a third down and goal for the Tigers at the Bulls' 6-yard line. Allen trying to get a stop here. Beautiful evening for high school football tonight. Getting a little on the warm side, but it is starting to cool down just a little bit. Temperature in the upper 70s right now. Horn, the shotgun, gets the snap and fakes it. Going to keep it himself over the right side, wrapped up and taken down after a short gain of 2 or 3 yards. And it'll be fourth and goal from about the 3, maybe 4-yard line almost for Dundee County Stratton. So Highline making them work for it here. Fourth and goal at the 4 for Dundee County Stratton. Chris Fargo does have one timeout remaining, and he is going to use it right here. 7:39 to go in the half. The Tigers up 14-0 facing a big fourth down after this timeout. We'll be right back with more high school football action right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
You've seen it before. Beautiful acres of green growth. Alfalfa, sorghum, Sudan, grasses, and cane that started out as just soil and seeds. Farmers count on Copperidge Seeds of Cambridge for quality seeds for maximum growth and yield potential. Superior stem quality, standability, maximum insect and disease resistance, and tolerance to extreme weather conditions. Remember, if it's green and grows, they've got it all at Copperidge Seed. Call them at 308-697-4848.
All right, big play here out of the timeout for the DCS Tigers. Fourth and goal from the 4 of Highline. Horner gets that's a direct snap. Going to do a reverse to Garcia. Trying to cut to the edge. Gets a block at the edge. And he's going to walk in. Touchdown. Dundee County Stratton on fourth down. Great reverse to Garcia. And he takes it in for the score. A little razzle-dazzle there for the Tigers. And it pays off on the touchdown run by Garcia. Great job getting any blocks in the back. And just a great job, good misdirection there by the Tigers. They're now up 20-0 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. As they'll line up for the two-point conversion. Horner gets him lined up. He's alone in the backfield. Snap back. Horner looking, looking. Throws to the right and caught just across the end line. The two-point conversion is good to Breck Horner. 22-0. DCS leads over Highline with 7:32 to go in the first half of play. We'll take a break, come back with the kickoff. Right here on 103.9, The Hawk.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
Mark Searcy back here in Benkelman as DCS convert another fourth down play. And Garcia takes it in from 4 yards out on the reverse. It's now 22-0 after the two-point extra point play. Kickoff there by the Bulls. Return to the 10, the 15, 20, far sideline, 25. And knock out of bounds over there at about the 30, 31-yard line. And that's where Highline will take over. First down and 10. Definitely important possession for them. They don't want to get any further down here against this DCS squad. As the Tiger defense back out on the field. Did a nice job against this Bulls offense so far here this evening. Even had a takeaway. First and 10, Highline. Cochran in the shotgun. Split backs behind him. Man in motion. Snap back. And going to give it up to the up back. Fights forward across the 35, about the 36-yard line. Nice 4 or 5 yard pickup there by Diffenbaugh. It'll be second down and about 5 for the Bulls. Nice gain there on first down. As the Bulls again come up, Cochran again on the shotgun. The man in motion, far side, snap back, and it's going to be give up the middle, bottled up and taken down. Great job there by the interior of the Tiger defensive front. Bybee, also Breck Horner in there. So nice job there, also Dante Horner. No gain, it'll bring up third down and 5 here for the Tiger, for the Bulls rather. Here in the 6-minute mark to go here in the half. DCS up 22-0 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Third and 5 for the Bulls at their own 35. Cochran again in the shotgun for the Bulls. Snap back, fake it, looking downfield. Goes deep, got a man there, and Latta's going to pick it off. Great recovery, and he had a great job looking back and getting great position to pick it off. And the interception is the second turnover of the game for the Tigers. And they'll have it at their own 6-yard line, first and 10, Dundee County Stratton. So the Tigers defense comes up with another takeaway, this time by Ethan Latta with the pick. From his safety spot, able to get over there and, again, get his head around and just read it beautifully and went up and took it away for the interception. So the Tigers back on offense. And leading 22-0 here over Highline. They bring in the play from the sideline. And Horner going to go under center this time. Snap back. And I think it's Latta over there. Fights forward to about the 10-yard line. Actually squirts free over there and gets a couple extra more yards. Ecox with the tackle. a nice 7, maybe close to 8 yards on that pickup. Boy, didn't think it got that much, but a great job by Lana getting some extra yardage. That was a new formation from the Tigers there on that play. Call it 2nd and 2 for the Tigers at about their own 14-yard line. Back to the shotgun look here. Horner and Latta in the backfield. And direct snap to Latta. Trying to roll to his right here. Gets a couple blocks to the edge. Wrapped up and taken down. Dives forward to about the 17. That should be enough for a first down. And we're going to have an official timeout for measurement. Nope, it is going to be enough. So, do the change for another Tiger first down. Sure, Coach Sparger would love to march down the field, use his clock, punch in the end zone. Horner sends the receiver out to either side. He's alone in the backfield. Snap back, looking downfield, rolls to his right. Quick pass over there, complete. Breck Horner with the reception. Picks up about 8, maybe close to 9. And it'll bring up a second down and short here for the Tigers. Nice job. Good safe passes here by Horner. Second down and short. See if they try to do a deep play here. Horner alone in the backfield. Low snap and picks it up. And it's going to be taken down. A big loss back to about the 18-yard line. So it'll be a third down and about 8 or 9 here for the Tigers. So going the wrong way there on that play. And low snap causing some problems there. Yeah, actually third and a long 10 here for the Tigers. Down under 4 minutes to go here in the half. 22-0 DCS leads over Highline. Corner looks over the defense. Gets a snap. It's a direct snap to Latta. Takes a step, cuts to the outside, trying to cut field. 25, dives to about the 27. Close to a first down. A flag flies in from the referee, and let's see what this is all about. And it's going to be holding on the Tigers. So that'll negate the nice run. First penalty of the game for DCS. About the spot of the foul, so we'll march it off from about the 25. Go back to around the 15-yard line. I'll bring up 3rd and 11 here for the Tigers. And here we go. 3rd down and long for DCS. Leading 22-0 here in this one. Had a bad snap the last play and then a holding call. Last couple plays. Receiver split to either side. Horner in the backfield. Gets a snap. Looks downfield. Rolls to his left. Winds up. Throws it down the field. Up and incomplete. Good coverage over there intended for Garcia. But it falls to the turf. And it'll be 4th and long for Dundee County Stratton. Sure they'll be punting it away here. Ball at their own 15-yard line. As Dante Horner goes back to punt it for the Tigers. Back to receive for Highline is Cochran. Snap back, Horner. Quick kick and kind of goes off the side of his foot, and that's not going to be a very good punt at all. And maybe about 8 or 10 yards, that's it. So Highline off great field position, this time in DCS territory with 3:17 to go here in the half. Down 22-0. Spotted, we'll say the 26 is where they put the football down. It's a good opportunity here for this Bulls offense. Tiger defense got to stiffen up with a short field. Cochran brings him up the line of scrimmage, I formation behind him. Cochran gets the snap and give to the fullback. Barrels his way over left side for a couple 3 yards. Defen Ball with that carry. Pick up a three, second down and seven here for the Bulls. So we're under 3 minutes to go here in the half. So a three-touchdown advantage here for the Tigers. The high line trying to punch it in here with a great field position. And what do we got here? We've got a timeout for Highline. That is their second of this half. 22-0 Tigers, 2:42 to go in the half. Back after this break on 103.9 The Hawk.
In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
Football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
Out of timeout, long throw over here near sideline. Caught, intercepted, but he was out of bounds. Incomplete is going to be the call on the pass. So it'll bring up a third down and seven here for the Highline Bulls, having at the Tiger 23-yard line. So a little rollout pass there for Cochran, but good coverage down the field there by the secondary of DCS. So a third down and seven for the Bulls. Cochran brings them to the line of scrimmage. 2:34 to go in the half. DCS up 22-0 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Cochran gets the snap in the pocket. Looks downfield. Winds up. Throws it over here near side. It's up, and it is caught, I believe. Yes, he caught it. Hecox comes up with the grab. About the 5 or 6 yard line of Dundee County Stratton. A great throw there. And a great reception by the Bulls. About 18 yards on that pickup, and it'll be first and goal for the Bulls. Trying to get them on the scoreboard here before halftime. Cochran brings them up to the line. Eye formation this time behind Cochran. And a hard count, and if they go into the neutral zone, it's going to be offsides on DCS. So it'll be half the distance to the goal. And mark it about the 3 yard line. It'll be first and goal, Tigers. Bulls, excuse me, first and goal, Bulls. Wish it was Tigers, but it is Highline knocking on the door here. Cochran again brings him up. I formation. Gets a snap. Handoff hit. And it's going to be pushed back. Good penetration by that defensive front. By DCS, no gain on the play. It'll be second goal for the Bulls. Hecox with the carry. Bailey a little slow getting up. It was Hayden Keene, I think, leading the charge there. So no gain, second down and goal for the Bulls. 2 minutes to go here in the half. 22-0. Tigers with the lead. Cochran brings him up. Just one man behind him in the backfield. Step back. Fakes handoff. Quick pass in the flat. Complete. It's a touchdown for Highline. Great little pass there to Hecox, and the Bulls are on the scoreboard, this time through the air. About a 4 yard pass play there. So the Tigers get on the scoreboard. Cochran to Hecox, 4 yard pass. And it's now 22-6. And they're going to line up for the extra point kick. And it looks like Niemeyer to hold it. And I think that's a shot. They're trying to kick it. Ball is down. It's on the way. I think it's wide left. No, it does go in. It is good. 22-7. as Highline draws a little closer here with 1:44 to go in the first half here against the DCS Tigers. Take a break, come back with the kickoff right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
With summer's allergies or pesky bug bites, Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to DCS High School as the Highline Bulls take advantage of the short field. And they get on the scoreboard for the first time tonight with a Cochran to Heacock's 4-yard pass. Extra point kick was good. And with a minute 44 to go in the first half, it's DCS 22 and Highline 7. Still plenty of time here for the Tigers to try to get another one on the scoreboard. Ladan Garcia back to receive for DCS. As Schutz to kick it off for the Bulls. And down the far side, it's going to stay in bounds just barely. And diving on it is Garcia. It's a live football there. Had a funky spin on it. Stayed in bounds. Wisely falls on it. And the Tigers will have it about the 20-yard line here with a minute 44 to go in the first half of play. Tigers, however, out of timeouts here in this first half. As they bring it up to the line of scrimmage, first and 10, Tigers. Horner and Latta in the backfield. And direct snap to Latta, trying to get to the edge. Looks downfield, hit, and taken down. Not much room there, maybe a couple. And that's it. And it'll be second down and about 8 for the Tigers. Schutz and Heacock's leading the charge there for this Bulls defense. And it's said he did not get that up. The clock continues to run, a minute 20 to go here in the half. See if the Tigers try to hurry it up a little bit here. Garcia lines out far side. Horner and Ladd on the backfield. Snap back. And going to pull it. Horner going to keep it. Cuts to the outside and picks up 3 or 4 yards. Before he's brought down. And it'll bring up a third down and about 5 or 6 here for the Tigers. Tigers might be playing it safe here, not trying to do anything crazy. See if they can pick up this third down. Third down at about 6 for the Tigers at their own 24. Slider goes over there. Switch side with Horner. Snap back. Fake the... Now they're going to keep it. Horner trying to go to the left side. Stays in bounds. Cuts to the right side. Cuts upfield. 35 and up to the 37-yard line. Good run there by Horner. And that'll move the chains. And they're hustling up to the line of scrimmage. You're going to have to hurry. And now they wind the clock. And a quick snap and a spike there for the Tigers. So it'll be second down with 11.4 seconds to go here in the half. Ball spotted at the 35 of DCS. Potentially maybe a couple plays here for the Tiger offense. There's Highline playing a safe. Sending a couple guys back. Pretty deep. This time trips to the near side. Horner alone in the backfield. Horner gets the snap. Looks downfield. Quick pass over here near side. Latta catches it. 35. Dives out of bounds. He does. It's about 5 seconds to go here in the half. Nice about a 12-yard pickup there. Schutz with the tackle there for the Bulls. And they'll get a chance here, and Highland's going to take a timeout. We'll take one with them. 5.7 seconds to go in the half. And we'll be back with the final play of the half right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
What matters most, folks in Arapahoe and Holbrook trust First State Insurance. As your hometown team and community neighbor, they're the first choice for all your insurance needs. Whether it's home, auto, or life insurance, First State Insurance has you covered. They understand the local community like no one else, making sure you get the best coverage at the best rates. For peace of mind and hometown service, choose First State Insurance of Holbrook and Arapahoe.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Bankman, Nebraska. Final play here of the half. It is a first and 10 Tigers at the Highline 32-yard line. After the timeout by Highline, neither team has one remaining. Horner in the shotgun, gets a snap. Looks downfield, winds up, throws it over there. Incomplete. Intended there for Shaw, and there's a little time left, 2.5. So the Tigers will get one more opportunity to get some points on the scoreboard. If there's a defensive foul or penalty, they would have an untimed down here before halftime. Again, spotted at the Bulls' 32-yard line. Second down for the Tigers. Trips to the far side. Horner gets a snap. Looks downfield. Winds up through the intended receiver, Shaw, and that'll do it for the first half of play. One half in the books. It is the Tigers 22 and the Highline Bulls 7 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Take a break. Come back to our halftime show. You're listening to high school football on 103.9
The Hawk. Landmark Implement helps you put dirt in its place with increased accuracy and greater speed thanks to the John Deere Smart Grade. This fully integrated 3D grade control system boosts job site productivity and reduces labor costs with fewer passes and less wasted material, meaning more bids won and higher margins. No masts, no cables, just clear views of the job site. Visit your local Landmark Implement today and discover the profit-boosting power of the Smart Grade and experience the Landmark difference.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Dignity and respect. It's what you've earned, and it's how we serve. Stop by Carpenter Breland today to schedule your pre-need or monument appointment, and let us help you secure your family's future. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, proudly serving Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your Community Hospital. Advanced care, always there.
That's a promise from your friends at Copperidge Seed in Cambridge. If you're a producer of alfalfa, sorghum, Sudan, grasses, and cane, you can count on Copperidge Seed for quality seeds for maximum growth. So you know the product you buy will yield high results. Remember, if it's green and grows, they've got it at Copperidge Seed. Call them at 308-697-4848.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District, providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
MMB, there is a difference.
MMB. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Mitch Johnson with MMB Bank. With deep agriculture roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at the McCook location, and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 308-345-4240. MMB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. MMB.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Welcome back to our halftime show here on 103.9 The Hawk, online at highplainsradio.net and 103.9 The Hawk app. Halftime score, DCS 22 and Highline 7 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Let's take a look at the scoring in the first half for the Tigers. Getting things started with a Horner Deshaun 9-yard touchdown pass. Extra point was no good, 6-0 DCS. Late in the first quarter, Latta added a 5-yard run, capping a 5-play 38-yard drive, 14-0 at DCS after one quarter play. In the second quarter, Garcia on a sweet reverse play had a 4-yard run, 11-play 34-yard drive, 22-0. Tigers kind of felt like they were maybe starting to pull away, but the Highline would not go away. Played some good football and then got the ball in the short field and capitalized on a Cochran to Heacock's 4-yard pass. Extra point kick was good, 22-7. And that's where we are here at halftime. Take a look at the stats for Highline. Not much offensively, but they do get one touchdown, 13 yards on the ground, 22 through the air, including that touchdown catch by Heacox. DCS much better offensively in that first half, 113 yards on the ground, 61 through the air. Horner Dante, 10 for 47 yards on the ground. Alada, 16 carries for 62 yards on a score. Garcia with that one carry for 4 yards on the touchdown. Horner, 5 of 10 through the air for 61 yards. Rick Horner with a couple catches for 18. Ethan Latta, one catch for 12. And Shaw with 2 catches for 30 yards and a touchdown. A couple of penalties for the Tigers. A couple turnovers for Highline in the first half of play. Again, 22-7 is our score here at halftime. Let's see, other scores. I've got Huskers up 17-10 at halftime over Illinois. After three, Overton leading Hitchcock 40-6 in that one. Halftime Bison game, it was McCook leading 14-0 and a half over Crete in that contest. Reminder, we've got all your coaches and highlights and talking to coaches tomorrow morning, live and direct from Ember's Bakery in downtown McCook on KICX. That begins at 8 o'clock Central, and then we'll move up the road to Norris for the Heritage Days Parade. I can tune in for that at 10 o'clock, also on our YouTube channel as well. Looking forward to next week's high school game of the week here on the Hawk, DCS and Arapaho over at Arapaho in that contest. Looking forward to that matchup. I know Arapaho was taking on Southern Valley tonight. Try to get an update on that, but if Arapaho plays their game, they should win pretty easily in that matchup. And DCS, if they can hold on here and win, it'd be a matchup of undefeated top five teams next Friday night here on the Hawk. Looking forward to that game next week. But another half to play here for the Tigers. Still have to take care of a feisty Highline Bulls team not going away here on homecoming night. Again, leading 22-7 here at halftime. Take another break. Come back to more of our halftime show right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
It's
football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy 6 or 8 and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
With summer's allergies or pesky bug bites, Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the Early Order Program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
For over 50 years, First State Bank in Holbrook, Nebraska has redefined the way you bank. Family-owned and community-focused, First State Bank is known for its simplicity and customer-first approach. Enjoy a debit card with no monthly fee, seamless online banking, ACH payments, and email statement access. Their service is tailored to meet your unique needs. Visit First State Bank to experience personalized banking that works for you. First State Bank, a simple way of banking. Visit them in Holbrook today.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments proudly serves Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas through traditional funeral service, on-site cremation, preneeds, and monuments. Stop by today and let our staff assist you. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, 305 West C Street in McCook.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Bank of Nebraska for our halftime show here on 103.9 The Hawk as the DCS Tigers up 22-7 here at homecoming night in this matchup against the Highline Bulls. As the Tigers struck first with three different touchdowns, doing it different ways on a pass play and a running play and a reverse. Yeah, but had a bad break there at the end of the half and a short punt, and the Bulls give them credit, not going away easy and able to get in the scoreboard before half. Tigers up 22-7 here at halftime in this one. Take this opportunity to say a big thank you to our great sponsors of high school football tonight on the Hawk: Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monument, Community Hospital McCook, Decatur Health, First State Insurance of Arapahoe, Copeland Seeds, Landmark Implement, Mark's Pharmacy, McCook Clinic, M&B Bank, Pizza Hut, Runza, Southwest Public Power, and Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy. Appreciate all of our great sponsors of high school football tonight on the Hawk. On our sister station, KICX, McCook has just scored on interception return and lead 21-0 over Crete in the late in the third quarter in that one. Huskers up over Illinois at halftime, 17-10. And Hitchcock behind big going into the fourth quarter, 40-6, Overton leading in that contest. Again, offensively, Tigers doing it on the ground and through the air, doing a nice job of having some balance. They're going to need that next week in their big matchup against Arapaho. And I'm sure Coach Spargo wants to work on some more things here in this second half of play as they get ready for that Titanic game coming up next week. But another 24 minutes yet to play here, and the Tigers would want to finish it off right and play well and go home with a nice homecoming win here tonight against Highline. Again, Tigers 113 yards on the ground, 61 through the air. I did get a couple takeaways. Garcia had that great strip there on the receiver, trying to fight for extra yardage, was able to pull it free and get the football. And they also had another interception as well by Alada. And so doing a nice job of taking the football away. This guy continued to put some more points on the scoreboard. 22-7, DCS leads over Highline here at halftime. Take another break. We'll come back and get you ready for the start of the third quarter. You're listening to high school football on 103.9 The Hawk.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
If it's green and grows, we got it. That's a promise from your friends at Copperidge Seed in Cambridge. If you're a producer of alfalfa, sorghum, Sudan, grasses, and cane, you can count on Copperidge Seed for quality seeds for maximum growth. So you know the product you buy will yield high results. Remember, if it's green and grows, they've got it at Copperidge Seed. Call them at 308-697-4848.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District, providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at DecaturHealth.org.
MNB.
In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank. There is a difference. Member FDIC.
MNB.
Football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
With summer's allergies or pesky bug bites, Mark's Pharmacy and Arapaho Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapaho, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoPharmacy.com to learn more.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
back to DCS High School as we get ready to start the second half of play. And our score as we start the third quarter, Dundee County Stratton 22 and Highline 7 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Again, Mark Searcy here with the call of this one. As Coach Parker giving his final instructions out there, Tigers will kick off going right to left to start this third quarter of play. It's cooled off a little bit out here. Still a little south breeze. Temperatures still in the upper 70s here tonight in Benkelman. And we are ready to go. Garcia teed up at the 30-yard line for the Tigers. Cochran back deep along with Hecox for the Bulls. And we're ready to go. 22-7 DCS on top here in this one. And nice end-over-end kick over the far side, taken by Hecox at the 10. Trying to get the near side, 15, cuts upfield, 20, and pushed back there by the Tiger special teams. Zoltenko leading the charge there. Almost a couple other players. Blaine Aldridge, I think. Spot it right at about the 20-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Bulls. Should have mentioned earlier, if people don't know, Highline is a cooperative between Elwood and Eustace Farnham. That's who makes up Highline. Came together a few years ago. First and 10 at the 20 for Highline. As Cochran again goes under center. Snap back, looking downfield. A little pass, the flat tipped. Incomplete, getting his hands up in the air. That was Bybee. Again, nice job with this long frame there. Incomplete pass. And it'll be second down and 10 here for the Bulls. Highline stymied most of the evening on offense. Did have that short field to work with and did take advantage of it, though, and get their one touchdown of the game. Second and 10 from their 20. Tiger defense still on the 3-4 alignment. I formation this time behind Cochran. Gets a snap and hands it off to his tailback. Hit and pop down. Bybee, I think, leading the charge there for the Tigers. No gain on the play for Hecox. And it'll bring up a third down and 10 for DCS. Highline trying to get going here against a good Tiger defense. And DCS only giving up 8 points a contest here this season. Third long here for Highline. Their own 20. Cochran again under center. Gets a snap. Straight back in the pocket. Looks downfield. A pass incomplete. Intended for Hecox. They're crossing across the middle. But he was pressured and threw it early. Incomplete. And it'll bring up fourth and 10 for the Bulls. Lattimore will go back to receive here around the 30-yard line for DCS. Back to punt, I think is Traven Coe for Highline. Less than a minute gone by here in the third quarter. Nice punt, and Latta comes underneath it, fair catch. And he has it at the 32-yard line. And it'll be first and 10, Dundee County Stratton. So good job by the Tiger defense. Another three and out here for them tonight. So the Tigers take over at their own 33-yard line. Again, leading 22-7, their first possession of this third quarter. As Garcia splits out here near side, Horner and Latta in the backfield. Snap back, or direct snap to Latta. Fumbles it as hit and taken down the backfield. Loss of 3 or 4 yards. Another miscue here by the Tiger offense. And it'll be second and long. Loss of 5 on the play, second and 15. I'll say about 5 on the loss, second and 15. As as they come up again in a formation. Direct snap to Latta. Goes to his left here. Is it block? 30, 35, 40, and about the 39-yard line. Nice pickup of about 10 or 11 there for Latta. Lover with the tackle for the Bulls, but a nice pickup there for Latta. Good blocking on the edge here by this Tiger offensive front. Third and about three. Snap back. It's corner this time. Same play. Near sideline. 35 and pushed out of bounds. And spot at the 35. So about six or seven on that. And that'll be a Tiger first down. Nice job rushing the football here. They're quickly up to the line, trying to get a little tempo. Snap back, and Horner again, taking off here near side, tripped up, and taken down the backfield. Loss of a couple. Hecox with the stop. Knifing in there for Highline was a Diefenbaugh to disrupt the play. It's a loss of about three. Second long here for the Tigers. And it's a final in Overton. Overton defeats Hitchcock tonight, 40-20. So second and long here for the Tigers. 9:27 to go here in the third. And confusion and a timeout taken on the field there for the Tigers. DCS up 22-7. Back after this quick break on 103.9 The Hawk.
Ironmark Implement helps you put dirt in its place with increased accuracy and greater speed thanks to the John Deere Smart Grade. This fully integrated 3D grade control system boosts job site productivity and reduces labor costs with fewer passes and less wasted material, meaning more bids won and higher margins. No masts, no cables, just clear views of the job site. Visit your local Landmark Implement today and discover the profit-boosting power of the Smart Grade and experience the Landmark difference.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to DCS High School. Out of the timeout, Tigers have a long opportunity here. Second and 14 for them at the High Line 37-yard line. Early in the fourth quarter, McCook leads over Crete 27-0. Snap back, corner, rolls to his right, looks downfield, and is hit, throws it down, he's got a man there, but too far on the pass. Incomplete, intended for Shaw. A little bit of wind behind him, and it just took off on him, and it falls to the turf, incomplete. And it'll bring up third and long. He had him over there, but just a little too much on that pass. So third down and about 14 for the Tigers. A big play here for this Tiger offense, opening drive of the second half. Come up to line of scrimmage, receiver split to either side. Man in motion, snap back, fake it, Horn rolls to his right, looks downfield, throws back over here, a little wheel route, Garcia catches it at the 20. Great job there on the wheel route, and a great pass, and a flag thrown as well. So good about 20-yard pickup on the pass play to Garcia. And we'll see what the flag is all about. A 21-yard pass play. Moves the chains, and then we've got a foul. A targeting called on the Bulls. And so that'll be, to make sure, 15 yards, I believe. And it should be half the distance. No, it is half the distance. So we're going to go down to about the 10-yard line. Yep, 10-yard line. So it'll be first and goal here for the Tigers.
It's going to be a first.
So a good pass play there by DCS. And then a penalty makes it first and goal for the Tigers. Corner and Latta in the backfield. Snap back and give to Latta. Cuts up the middle inside the five. Dives to about the two. Nice job there. Just knifing up the middle. Yeah, give about eight on the play. It'll be second goal from the two. Tigers quickly up to the line of scrimmage.
Second
Snap back and give it again to Latta. Barrels over and he's in. Touchdown, Dundee County Stratton. Latta from 2 yards out and a nice drive there by this Tiger offense. Extends their lead now to 28-7 over the Highline Bulls. Latta up to 78 yards on the ground. And the Tigers will go up for the two-point conversion. As Shaw puts out far side, Horner gets a snap. Looking, pump fake, and it's caught in the middle. Great pump fake over there. And then Brett Horner with it gets open in the middle. And the two-point conversion is good. 30-7, DCS leads over Highline on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Take a break, come back to the kickoff. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
When managing your money feels overwhelming, rest assured First State Bank of Holbrook makes it simple. Enjoy the ease of online banking, ACH payments, and email statement access. Plus, their debit card comes with zero monthly fees. Experience banking designed to fit your life, not complicated. More families are choosing First State Bank for a hassle-free experience. Visit their friendly staff in Holbrook and design your banking experience.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
DCS gets on the scoreboard, capping a 7-play, 47-yard drive with an Ethan Latta 2-yard run. Extra point was good, 2-point conversion. 30-7, DCS on top, 8:34 to go here in the third quarter against Highline. As Garcia lines up to kick it off for the Tigers. End over end kick over there, far side, taking out the 5. Turn to the 10, come here near sideline. Trying to go around 20 and push back there by a Tiger special teams. Say about the 19. And it'll bring up a first down and 10 for Highline at their own 19. So first and 10 for the Bulls here. Their second possession of the half. They were at 3 and out the last time they had the football. As they come up to the line of scrimmage. Shotgun look here for Cochran. Snap back and fake it and hand it off. Second man through. Cuts back. Look out. And wrapped up there. Nice sure-handed tackle by Garcia, saving a big run there. Otherwise, he was off to the races. Gain about 5 there on the play for Hecox. It'll be second down and 5 here for Highline. Under 8 minutes to go here in the third. 30-7. DCS on top here in this one. Shotgun look again, Cochran. Ooh, and the Tigers jump to the neutral zone, and that'll be 5 yards against DCS. It'll be close to enough for a first down. And just about a half yard short, I think. Second and short here for Highline. Oh, no, they say they did get enough. So move the chains, first and 10, Bulls. And now we go. Here we go. Cochran again in the shotgun. Snap back. And going to hand it off. Second man through. Powers his way up the middle. Gets a couple tough yards. Tackled there by Zimbelman. And it'll be second and 8 for Highline. So we're under 7 to go here in this third quarter. Been a pretty fast-moving game so far here tonight. A lot of rushes, keeping that clock running. Spot the 31, second down and 8 for Highline. Cochran gets the snap. And second man through, spins around, and Hecox bottled up there by a host of Tigers. No gain on the play. Great job there, Zimmerman. Also, Breck Horner. A couple other players as well. And no gain brings up third down and long here for the Bulls. We'll call third and about seven or eight here for Highline. As DCS gets their defense set. Cochran goes under center. Snap back, looks downfield. Quick pass over in the flats, complete. But he slips up and dives forward for a yard or so, and that's it. To Diffenbaugh. And it'll be fourth down at about seven for the Bulls. Shaw with the tackle there for DCS. Highline, do you just go ahead and go for it? Let's see. Spotted at their own 33-yard line. And they're lining up like they are going to need to go for it. They might do a hard count here. Cochran goes under center. Snap back, Cochran in the pocket. Pump fake. Looks downfield. Throws over here near sideline. It's up in the air, and Latta almost picks it off. But it falls to the turf. Incomplete. And the Tigers will take over on downs. Great job in the secondary. Latta knocked it down. And the Tigers will take over in Bulls territory at their own, at the 33-yard line. So a nice job there by DCS's defense. Get another stop. Get the ball back in the hands of the offense. Spargo sends out his squad. First and 10, DCS at the Highline 33-yard line. Warner going under center this time. And just going to push the pile and pick up 3 or 4 yards there. On a quick count and falling the big guys up front.
Quarterback keeper.
So it'll be second down. We'll call it seven here for DCS. And injured player out there for the Tigers was Bailey. Just had a little stretch. I think he's all right. Might have to get him off the field here. As we'll send in Judd Johnson, number 55. And... ready to go. Hustle up the line. Highline was huddling over there, far side. And here we go. Shotgun luck. Snap back. And get hand up the ladder. Over the right side. He makes a cut. Spins around and fights forward for a couple. And then a flag flies as well. And I think it's going to be on the Tigers holding on DCS. And I think we also have an injured Highline player over there. I think that's Niemeyer or Diffenbaugh. Can't tell for sure. Flag was a few yards up the field, so it won't be quite as bad. But it goes to the, what we got, a spot at the 37 of Highline, where it will be second down and long here, second about 13 for the Tigers. And yeah, I think we might have a timeout here for the, or is he on the sideline enough? Continue play. Mr. Horner over there, the athletic trainer here for DCS, trying to help out. Hopefully he's going to be all right. Second and long here for the Tigers. Garcia splits far side. Horner gets a snap and going to pull it, keeping himself, cuts up the field, and dives down to the 30, to about the 28, 27-yard line. Good 7 or 8 yard pickup there for Horner. Very good job of being patient and hitting his spot when he had the opportunity. Yeah, bring up a third down. We'll call it 6 here for the Tigers. At the 28 of Highline. Horner and Latta in the backfield. Shotgun and getting up to Latta, cuts to the outside, breaks a tackle, and dives down to about the 21-yard line. So Latta's going to pick up 6 or 7 yards. That'll move the chains for another Tiger first down. So good job by the line and good cutback there here near side by Latta to pick up the yards for a first down. As they look to the sideline, spot the football at the Bulls 20-yard line. First and 10, DCS, 3:30 to go in the third quarter. Tigers up 30-7. Garcia splits out here near side. Snap back. Horner rolls to his right. Little pass over here in the flat, complete to Breck Horner. 20, 15. It's a block, 10, 5, and barrels over the defender. He dives in, touchdown, Dundee County Stratton. Horner to Breck Horner for the touchdown from 20 yards out. Great job after the catch there by Breck to get the DCS touchdown. And it is now 36-7, DCS on top with 3:04 to go here in the third quarter. Second touchdown of the night, throwing the football for Dante. And DCS will line up for the two-point conversion. So Garcia splits out far side. Snap back. Dante pass again over the middle behind Latta, though incomplete. Couldn't quite haul it in. And the two-point conversion is no good. But DCS leads over Highline 36-7. With 3:04 to go in quarter number three. Take a timeout, come back with the kickoff. You're listening to high school football on 103.9 The Hawk.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey because every baby deserves the best start in life and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Do you know where your loved one is taken when you select cremation? Carpenter Freeland Funeral Home and Monuments is the only funeral home in southwest Nebraska and northwest Kansas to offer on-site cremation. When you entrust us with your loved one, they never leave our care. Carpenter Freeland Funeral Home and Monuments, your industry leader in cremation services.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to DCS High School as the Tigers get on the scoreboard again on a Horner to Horner. 20-yard pass play, extra point was no good. And it's 36-7 DCS with the lead over Highline, helping Brock Bailey off the field. He cramper hurt his leg earlier. And I've seen several guys have some cramping issues, but man, I can't blame it. It's been so hot all week, and it was in the mid-90s today. It cooled down finally, but up still in the upper 80s. Kickoff, we're down about 80 degrees is all now, so it looks like fall weather is on the way starting tomorrow. Gonna be a little windy and a chance of rain, and temperatures in the 40s and low 50s, so definitely more fall-like halfway through this football season. Again, 36-7, DCS on top, 3:04 to go here in the third quarter. As the Tigers punch another one in the end zone, as Garcia lines up to kick it off for the Tigers. High end over end, down the middle field, and bobbled but picked up. 10, 15, trying to get the outside, bottled up, and cuts up field, wrapped up, loses a tackle, finally gets across the 20, dives to the 21 or so. And it will be first and 10 high line at about the 23-yard line. So Bulls will have it again for the third time tonight in this third quarter. As they come up to the line of scrimmage, Cochran talking with his backs there. Behind him, first and 10, high line. Snap back, and give it to the fullback. Powers forward for a couple tough yards there, Diffenbaugh. Maybe three on the carry. It'll be second down and 7 for high line. Nice tackle there by Horner, Dante, and Bybee as well. So second down and short, or long 6, I should say, here for Highline. The Bulls taking their time in the huddle. Trying to shorten this game as much as possible. Cochran brings them up again. Man in motion. Snap back in the pocket. Cochran looks downfield. Winds up, throws over here near side, and it is caught. No, incomplete. Said he was out of bounds before he could come up with the catch. And receiver over here. I might be cramping again. Yeah, it's just, again, it's been so hot. As coach coming over here near sideline. And I might have to take a break here for an injury timeout. Yep, we will indeed. So officials timeout for an injury. We will take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Yeah, we got Hecox off the field. That was injured Highline Bull player. And we're ready to go. It'll be third down and about 6 or so here for the Highline Bulls at their own 27-yard line. Cochran brings them up to the line of scrimmage. Snap back. Cochran in the pocket. Pressure to quick pass across the middle. Complete. Across the 30, 35, 40. Gets a block into Tiger territory down to the 36, 37-yard line. Nice completion there to Diffenbaugh. And Latta makes the final tackle. But that'll move the chains for the Bulls. A 13-yard pickup there. So move the chains for Highline, just a, one of a few first downs for their offense here tonight. Minute 40 to go here in the third. Again, 36-7 DCS leads over Highline. Cochran brings them up to the line of scrimmage. And in motion, Cochran in the pocket. Quick pass over here in the flat, incomplete. Intended for his back, who didn't have his head turned there. It was shut. But incomplete. And it'll bring up a second and 10 for the Bulls. Trying to do some quick hitters, quick passes, because they know that pressure is going to come up the middle by this defensive front for DCS. Trying to get some scoring updates here. From the Husker game as well as the Bison game. Second down and long. Cochran. And give up the middle to the fullback. Maybe a half a yard or a yard there for running back. That was number 23. That's Rand. And it'll bring up a third down and 9 here for the Bulls.
Gain of a yard.
at the Tiger 37-yard line. As they bring him up to the line of scrimmage. And Cochran tosses over there, left side, and the Tigers string it out. Great job there by the Tiger defense. Garcia over there. Let's see who else. Bybee as well over there. No gain, maybe a loss of one. It'll be fourth down and long here for the Highline Bulls. Great pursuit. Good speed there by this Tiger defense. As time's going to run out for this third quarter. Three quarters in the book. DCS 36 and Highline 7. Back for the fourth and final quarter right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
You've seen it before. Beautiful acres of green growth. Alfalfa, sorghum, Sudan, grasses, and cane that started out as just soil and seeds. Farmers count on Coperidge Seeds of Cambridge for quality seeds for maximum growth and yield potential. Superior stem quality, standability, maximum insect and disease resistance, and tolerance to extreme weather conditions. Remember, if it's green and grows, they've got it all at Coperidge Seed. Call them at 308-697-4848.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District, providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Benkelman, start of the fourth quarter here on 103.9 The Hawk. Dundee County Stratton leading over Highline tonight, 36-7. As we flip the field here, it'll be a fourth down and 10 for the Bulls at the DCS 38-yard line. Of course, you're down by 29 points. No sense in punting it. They're going to try to go for it here. Cochran goes under center. Snap back in the pocket. Rolls to his right, pressured. Gets away. Pass tipped and intercepted. Lotta comes up with it. Comes to near side. 35-40. Gets a block. 35-30. 1 man to beat. 25-20. 15-10. Touchdown. Ethan Lotta on the pick six for the Dundee County Stratton Tigers. About a 53-yard interception return for the score. Great blocking down the field by his teammates. Atlanta takes it to the house for another Tiger touchdown. Atlanta immediately heading to the bench here. And he might be cramping after that long run. It's on his knee or his leg that has the reconstructed knee. What a great interception return for a touchdown. 42-7 Tigers. They'll line up for the two-point conversion. As Horner has it. The shotgun, snap back, and hand off to Zlatenko, trying to cut up the middle, and he's into the end zone. Two-point conversion is good. 44-7. DCS leads over Highline with 11:44 to go in the ballgame. We'll take a break, come back with the kickoff. You're listening to high school football on 103.9 The Hawk.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at decaturhealth.org.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Dundee County Stratton High School as the DCS defense comes up with a score on a pick six from Ethan Latta. It was a fourth down and long. It was tipped, and then Latta able to get underneath it and come back to the near side of the field. Great blocking downfield by his teammates and takes it to the house for a pick six. And the extra point was good. 44-7. DCS leads over Highline with 11:44 remaining in the game. As we will line up to kick it off here for the Tigers. Garcia has it teed up at the 30. At the point differential, we should have a running clock here. And return there near sideline. And trying to go back is Cochran. And still on his feet, 20, 25, 30. And knocked out of bounds here on the near sideline. And it will be first and 10 for the Bulls. So first and 10 here for Highline. As the Bulls will come out here. Down big here to the DCS Tigers. Cochran under center and gets a snap and hit and taken down. Not much room to run there. It'll be second down and long here for DCS, or for Highline, I should say. Both teams getting some younger players in. Second down and long. Snap and a little toss pitch. Trying to get to the outside, stiff-armed over there, and pushed out of bounds over there. Nice pickup of 6 or 7 yards there for Highline.
Looks like Tilson the ball carrier.
Yeah, I think that was Tilson with the carry. It'll be third down, about 3 here for Highline. Ball spotted at their own 38-yard line. As the Bulls come up to the line of scrimmage, third down and short. Snap back. In the pocket, a little pass over here near sides. Got a man there, and couldn't quite hold on to it. Had a good pass there, but that was a Carroll. Couldn't quite haul it in. And it'll bring up fourth down and short here for Highline. That running clock, this game's going to be over quickly. Only stops on timeouts and injuries. And kickoffs, I should say, as well. 44-7, DCS with the lead. Fourth down and 3 for Highline at their own 38-yard line. Snap back, and a little option here. Pitches it late. And fighting for it, the 40, not quite going to make it, though. Tiger defense, good pushback there. And, yeah, they spot it at the 40. That's not going to be enough. And it will be DCS football just across the 40-yard line. So nice job there by this Tiger defense. Take over football again. Leading 44-7 here in this one. Here we'll see some of the younger players here for Coach Spargo's squad. In a quarterback, I think, is Matthews, number 3, Owen Matthews, junior. Try to get everybody else here as best I can. And a handoff at the middle here near sideline. Fighting for 5, maybe 6 yards. Has Zoltenka with the carry for DCS. Carroll with the stop there for the Bulls. DCS can gonna be celebrating here tonight with the big homecoming win. You get ready for the big matchup next week against Arapahoe. We'll have that game for you here on the Hawk. Receiver split to either side here for the Tigers. Snap back and give him the reverse. Far sideline. 30, 35, or 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. DCS. Blaine Aldridge takes it for another DCS touchdown.
Touchdown, Tigers.
Great speed there by Aldridge. And DCS now leads 50-7 over Highline. And the Tigers will line up for the two-point conversion. Matthews again in the shotgun, gets the snap, and hands it out to middle. Zotinko dives. Don't think he quite made it. Nope, he did not. But the touchdown gives the Tigers a 50-7 lead over Highline. We'll take a break, come back to the kickoff right here on 103.9, The Hawk.
In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Mitch Johnson with M&B Bank. With deep agriculture roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at the McCook location, and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 308-345-4240. M&B Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. M&B.
Football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
Back to Dundee County Stratton High School as Blaine Aldridge, nice little reverse or a little give on the far sideline, able to sprint down the field for a 34-yard touchdown. The two-point conversion, no good. And with 7:13 to go in the game, it's 50-7. DCS leads of a high line kickoff returned across the 10 up to the 15-yard line. Good pursuit there by the Tigers special teams. And it'll be first and 10, Tigers, or high line, I should say. So the clock continues to run with the running clock rule. Anytime it's over 35 points, differential. The clock will continue to run. So I formation here for Highline. First down and 10, and going to run a little quarterback keeper there. Still has feet. That's the 17 to the 18-yard line. Tackled there by Jasper Foster, number 85. And it'll be second down and 7 for Highline. Again, DCS, big one at the Rapo next week for Highline. Doesn't get any easier. Have to go to North Platte, St. Pat's for their next matchup. Tigers, they will play the Irish coming up in a couple weeks. Alma forfeited their game against Alma. Alma forfeited their game against St. Pat's here tonight. Give over there far side, fighting forward for a couple tough yards.
Cook the ball carrier.
Cook the carrier there. And Donahue with a tackle there for DCS. So it'll bring up about 3rd and 5 here for the Bulls. Highline comes up to the line of scrimmage. And it's going to be all option here near side. Nowhere to go. He's hit and taken down. Great job there. Zotinko leading the way for this DCS defense. And it will be a 4th down and long here for the Tigers, or the Bulls, rather. Excuse me, they're going to say a fumble recovery. Fumble and recovery. I thought maybe it was just down, but no, they say Tigers football at the high line, 20-yard line. It's another takeaway here by this Tiger defense. I think that's a 4th one here this evening. Matthews back in there at quarterback for the Tigers. Snap back and give it the middle over here, right side. And down to about the 13-yard line. Nice hard running there by number 10. That's Yurkowski.
Ball carrier.
A freshman. Nice pick up about 7 or 8 yards. Second and two here for the DCS Tigers. As Matthews brings in the play from the sideline. You're in the 4 minute mark to go here in this game. 50-7, DCS on top. Shaw splits the near side. High snap goes way over his head. Back to about the 35-yard line. Picked up. And they'll be down. Huge, huge loss there. Just went wherever, over everybody's head. Yurkowski able to recover it. And it'll be a loss of about 20-some yards there for the Tigers. And third down and... And about 25, 26 yards probably here for DCS. The Tiger offense comes up to the line of scrimmage. Scooper Shaw splits out here, and then they're going to move him over to the far side now. Snap back, and going to fake it. Matthews wrapped up, no gain on the play. And it'll bring up a fourth and long here for the DCS Tigers. We're under three to go in the game. Carroll with the tackle here for Highline. See what Coach Spargo likes to do here. Fourth and a mile here, ball at the 36 of Highline. Probably going to let the time run down and probably call a timeout here. Should be about ready, and the back judge does raise his hand. And Coach Spargo calls a timeout. We'll take a break. Be right back. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
Covered with summer's allergies or pesky bug bites? Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
2:23 left to go in the ballgame. DCS in control of this one over Highline. 50-7 is our score. Tigers do have a fourth and long here out of the timeout by Coach Spargo. They have it at the Highline 36-yard line. And it looks like Blaine Aldridge will look to punt it away here for the Tigers. Nobody really back deep for Highline. Had to finally get one of the younger guys back. Snap back. Nice punt. High hanging. Bounces to 10 and touch there by DCS's Breck Horner. And they'll be down at about the 6-yard line. First and 10, Highline. With 2 minutes to go here in the ballgame. A few more plays and this ballgame will be in the books. Tigers can enjoy a fun homecoming victory. Proved a 4-0 on the year and get ready for the big matchup next week against Arapahoe down in Arapahoe. Guys shuffled in and out here. Highline doing the same thing as well. Highline just trying to regroup. As I said earlier, it does not get any easier having to travel to North Platte St. Pat's next Friday. They break the huddle and come up to line. First and 10, Highline. Snap back and a handoff. Cut the middle. Fighting forward for 4 or 5, maybe 6 yards there. Nice little pickup. Tackled there by, I think, Merklin. Forgetting about 7 or 8 there on the carry. It'll be second and short here for Highline. Another player two in this game will be in the books. Second and short for the Bulls. I formation, snap back, and give the fullback. Yeah, but moves the pile. A couple, 3 yards. That'll move the chains for Highline. And it'll be first and 10 Bulls.
Jasper Foster and Braxton Merklin in on the
Merklin and Foster with the tackle for DCS. And we're down to 30 seconds to go, so probably one more play here will just about do it here for this game. Spot at the 19-yard line, first and 10 Highline. And handoff, tailback, tripped up and wrapped up and taken down. And no gain, or maybe a yard on the play. And that'll do it. Your final score here tonight. DCS defeats Highline 50-7 on the M&B Bank scoreboard. We'll take a break. Come back to our postgame show right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
What matters most, folks in Arapahoe and Holbrook trust First State Insurance. As your hometown team and community neighbor, they're the first choice for all your insurance needs. Whether it's home, auto, or life insurance, First State Insurance has you covered. They understand the local community like no one else, making sure you get the best coverage at the best rates. For peace of mind and hometown service, choose First State Insurance of Holbrook and Arapahoe.
Expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Cremation with confidence. When you entrust us with your loved one, they never leave our care. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments is the only funeral home in southwest Nebraska and northwest Kansas to offer on-site cremation. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, your industry leader in cremation services.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Back to Benkelman, Nebraska, as the Tigers enjoying a homecoming victory here tonight. They rolled over Highline tonight 50-7. They definitely controlled the game and won handily, but it was close at half, 22-7, but third quarter they really started to get things rolling. They had a 7-play, 47-yard drive capped off by an Ethan Ladd, a 2-yard run, 30-7. Then Horner hit Horner. Breck Horner is the freshman brother on a nice 20-yard pass play, 36-7. And then a big play in this game, Ethan Latta, tip pass on fourth down, intercepted it, returned about 53 yards for a touchdown. 44-7, Tigers are in control, and they had a running clock. They did add a nice another touchdown run by Blaine Aldridge from 34 yards out to cap the scoring tonight, 50-7. And that's where your final is tonight, 50-7, DCS wins over Highline. The Tigers improved to 4-0 on the year, and they will take on the Arapahoe Warriors next Friday night here on the Hawk. Highline drops to 0-4. They'll take on North Platte St. Pat's. Other scores of interest, McCook Bison get a big win at home on the homecoming night, 34-0 over Crete. And, yeah, just went final. Arapahoe defeated Southern Valley 67-6. So, yeah, the undefeated Warriors and the undefeated Tigers meeting next week in Arapahoe. That'll be a great one here on the Hawk. Also, Hitchcock County fell to Overton tonight, 40-20. was the final score in that contest. Again, the Tigers are celebrating homecoming. Might talk to Coach Spargo, might not, if they're doing the homecoming festivities. Sure he wants to be a part of all that. But I might take one more quick break and get to talk to Coach. Great. If not, we'll wrap things up. So take a quick break. Be right back to wrap it up. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
We got it. That's a promise from your friends at Copperidge Seed in Cambridge. If you're a producer of alfalfa, sorghum, Sudan, grasses, and cane, you can count on Copperidge Seed for quality seeds for maximum growth. So you know the product you buy will yield high results. Remember, if it's green and grows, they've got it at Copperidge Seed. Call them at 308-697-4848.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
Welcome back to our post-game show here on 103.9 The Hawk, online at highplainsradio.net and our 103.9 The Hawk app. As the DCS Tigers get a big win tonight over the Highline Bulls. Final score tonight was 50-7. Hey, Coach did make it up. Awesome. Thank you, sir. Sorry I didn't get that twisted around there. Can you hear me? Yeah, I got you. Yeah. Coach Spargo here, post-game show, 50-7. And, boy, you guys worked hard in that first half. Highline wasn't going away easy, but you guys made some big plays. You continued to rush the football. You mixed up a lot of formations. You passed well. Your defense played well all game long, some takeaways. And you got a big win here at home.
Yeah, it's always nice to get a win on homecoming, especially. And, and always fun to watch. Especially being a football coach, watching three football boys out there representing the school. And it's a very prideful moment, in that aspect, and kind of excited to see who wins this year. It's kind of been a big talking point all week. That's one of this will be fun to watch. We saw something completely different from them, haven't shown any of that defensive stuff all year long, and so weren't quite prepped for that right away. And the kids did a good job responding, made some adjustments. They were able to finish some blocks and open up some space. And, Dante, I think, did a pretty good job throwing the ball. And we always try to move people around, and we got a lot of athletes on the field, and we just try to get them in space and, give them opportunities to make plays for us.
Yeah, exactly. All-around team effort. Guys all over the field. I didn't want to. Bybee and Aldridge and Baylen inside and Horner and Ladd, of course. It was great to see him. I haven't seen him since he been playing this year after his injury recovery, and great to see him out there making some plays for you. Horner kids, you guys got a lot of athletes, athleticism, some size. That makes you a really tough team to stop.
Yeah, I mean, we got still trying to clean some execution stuff up, and I think that's just a sign of a lot of kids are inexperienced, and so you kind of see those mistakes, and, again, trying to clean those up, kids playing new positions, and, we challenged them at halftime, and I thought the kids did a great job.
Yeah.
Responding defensively, Coach Zilke's done a great job with those guys. He's always well prepared, has them well prepared, and so the kids can just fly around and play fast. And that's one thing we do. We're not overly big, but we do have really good team speed. And so sometimes when we're out there on the field on defense, you know, Lane Bybee's the slowest kid on the field.
Yeah.
You know, so anytime you got Lane Bybee's your slowest kid of the eight on the field, that's a pretty good problem to have. So, you know, proud of the boys, proud of the way they responded, fought hard, you know, against a good Highline team, a good physical Highline team.
Yep.
So, yeah, always, again, always a great win to, always great to win on homecoming.
4-0 on the year, and just got an update. Arapaho won pretty easily over Southern Valley, so we can finally turn the page to the big one, Coach. Southern or Arapaho and DCS matching up next week. What do you know about the Warriors?
Really good. I know Dustin does a good job with those guys and John, and you know, it's gonna be a battle, and that's what we're talking about. You know, out here was you know, it's going to be a four-quarter game. We got to go there. They're big, they're fast, they're physical, well-coached, experienced. It's going to be tough. We got our hands full for it, that's for sure.
Yep, you do indeed. But I've seen Arapaho once this year against Cambridge. Very physical and some quickness, but you guys are going to match up with your speed and athleticism. That's going to be a great ball game. I'm going to be down there. I'm looking forward to it already coming up here next Friday night.
Well, Judd Johnson.
Judd, yeah,
good for Judd.
Yeah.
Good for you, Judd.
Yep, he's the homecoming king here for 2024 for DCS. Didn't hear the queen yet, but good for those guys.
Homecoming queen is Stephanie Escobar.
Oh, Stephanie Escobar, good for Seth, yep. Great kids. You guys have great kids here at DCS.
We do. We truly do. You know, I try to tell people that all the time. I truly enjoy my job and getting up and getting to be around these kids all 7 through 12. And I get to, you know, teach and coach 7 through 12 grade kids. And it's really fun just to, you know, be around them. And yeah, it's just a fun group of kids. And our football boys just to have a blast coaching these guys. And I get to coach the girls in weights. And so I get, you know, it's fun to kind of develop relationships with them too. And then, you know, we're in this business because we enjoy being around kids, and we, you know, try to be mentors to them and help them out in life. So, great, you know, congratulations, Judd and staff, and you know, even with Kylie and Bryce and Lakin and Laney. So,
yep,
should be a fun homecoming dance tonight for the boys and girls.
That's right. Enjoy, Coach. Thank you so much. Congratulations on a big win. We'll see you next Friday.
Thank you. Go Tigers.
All right. Congratulations. The TCS Tigers, a big win here over Highline, capping their homecoming festivities with a nice win here over Highline. And, again, proved a 4-0 on the year. We'll take on the Arapaho Warriors next Friday night. We'll have the game for you right here on Hawk. Big thank you one final time to our great sponsors, Carpenter Bale and Funeral Home, Community Hospital McCook, Decatur Health, First State Insurance of Arapaho, Corporate Seeds, also Landmark Implement, Mark's Pharmacy, McCook Clinic, M&B Bank, Pizza Hut runs us, Altos Public Power, and Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy. Appreciate all of our great sponsors, again, for tonight's football coverage on the Hawk. Again, the final DCS 50 and Highline 7. That'll wrap it for our broadcast here tonight. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk. Good night, everyone.